back from the loss, I'm sure that you guys have been thinking about since it happened.
You said how fast can we?
Yeah.
I think the most important thing, we had another game. So, you know, I think the only thing we worried about is just going out, executing our plays. You know, the loss behind, it's behind us. You know what I'm saying? Last week, we know we didn't put our best performance on the field. We know that as an entire team. So the best, most important thing about this, we get another opportunity to go out and erase that thought.
You talked about the opportunity to erase the thought. How quick does everybody get on the same page and say, you know what, okay, we didn't put our best foot forward.
Right.
Let's get back on.
You know, probably fast as, you know, once we came in and watched the film. You know, you can feel it in the locker room once the game was over. You know, we knew we didn't put our best performance on the field. So, you know, actually we didn't expect to win the game. You know, we shouldn't expect to win the game. I mean to say that. With that type of performance, I think, you know, you can look at it as a good loss for us. You know, we was tested. I think we fought back real good. But, the bottom line is that we didn't win. You know, and that's what happens when you don't play your type of football.
Sure.
Yeah.
Special at all to go back to the stadium where obviously won Super Bowl.
Man, you
MVP.
Know what? You just brought it up.
It wasn't
you know what? Nah, I promise you. I wouldn't think about that. Just, like I said earlier, we're just glad we got another opportunity to go on the field and put our type of football together.
You know,
worry about the Patriots.
Have you played there since the Super Bowl?
That's a long thought, huh? I can't even remember. Can't remember. Yeah, but you don't think about those things.
Just us.
Yeah, just us. Us and winning. That's it.
Is it hard to not to overlook these last two opponents since they're, obviously their record's not that good and they're really not playing for a lot? Is it
yeah, we that? Can't worry about that. You know, overall, we got a lot of stuff that we need to straighten out, you know, in all three phases of the game, you know, and also individual. So we can't worry about who we're playing. We just got to go out and do our job.
You know, in a week like this, after you guys turn the ball over, you know, coach always stresses ball security, but is there extra emphasis put on it this week based on what happened?
No, it's every week. You know, the tone of the, you know, when you're delivering a message may increase. But as far as I think, you know, coach does a great job of putting us through every situation of the game during the course of the week, every week. So he may deliver the message a little different, you know. You know, I mean, we all know it's a smart team. Guys know what they're doing on this football team. It don't take coach to come out and yell at us for us to get things right. You know, guys got to want to do it, and we do.
The numbers look bleak for Jacksonville, but if there is an area of strength on their defense, what is it? What's challenging?
Well, to me, the defensive backs look great. I can't say what's the, you know, level of strength because I don't play on the front line. I'm not a running back, so I can't gauge the linebackers and things like that. But, you know, overall, I think those guys do a good job defensively. They run to the ball. They're a physical team. And, you know, most of all, these guys compete, man, you know, regardless what the record is. They've been playing good the last 5-6 games that we've been watching.
You said there are things that you guys still need to work on and you can't worry about Jacksonville and Miami.
Right.
But can you adequately assess your improvement against teams that aren't that great?
Can we do it? That's not for us to do. That's for you all to do.
But you said you guys have things that you need to work on.
Right.
All three units.
Like overall, you know, consistent play. You know, playing a little bit more consistent. You know, working on our third down. I mean, trust me, we can improve in scoring in the red area. You know, I think most of the stuff just roll back to being a little bit more consistent. You know, starting fast, in which we've been a little inconsistent. One game we start fast, the next game it takes 2 or 3 drives before we get going. You know, and these are things that we have to continue to improve on. And, you know, during the course of the week, every game is going to be different. There's going to be mistakes made up through every game. You know, we're just trying to go out and put one solid game together where we can come in and hope that Coach Bell will take praise us a little bit better.